Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 253 with Amanda Pitt, first broadcast on Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 28th of December 2025. Canadian Barn Dance. Ian McPhail and friends were reflecting on Rankin in 2010, and the tune was Chilliwack Barn Dance by Paul Mitchell. And we are beginning in Canada today, as on 28th of December 1795, construction began of Yonge Street in York, now Toronto. Lieutenant Governor John Graves Simcoe proposed building a military street as a strategic route to protect Upper Canada from native invasion. It was originally listed as the longest street in the world. Amazingly, it seems that it was completed on February the 20th, 1796, which was under 8 weeks and in a Canadian winter. So, three dances for this event, beginning with a nice simple reel by Barry Skelton from 1993, called Great North Road. Ones and twos, right hand across and back with the left. Ones set, cast off, dance down and cast up to face first corners. Ones turn first corner right, pass left shoulder, turn second corners right and pass left shoulder into six hands round and back. And Barry recommended the Bobby Brown track for Baldy Bain's fiddle.
Thank you.
Bobby Brown and the Scottish accent played Old Willie Hunter by Ronnie Cooper and three traditional tunes, Lock Glassy, Mr. Thomas Jarvis's Reel and General Drummond. For our first Strass Bay, I thought Between Two Lakes sounded much on theme for Ontario. This dance is by Murrow Landon and is actually written about the lakes of Annecy and Geneva. The dance is for four couples, longwise set, two chords for threes and fours to cross to opposite sides. The last eight bars to complete the progression are what Murrow calls through the mirror rondelles, which are cleverly interlocking, and Murrow recommends a Nicol McLaren track. Track was called Janet's Cup of Tea, with a lead tune of Janet's Cuppa by Marian Anderson. Then Nichols' band played two of his tunes, Vancouver Welcome and The Sutherland Lass. And the last tune was Aberdeen Festival Strass Bay by Alistair Fraser. For a jig in this section, another four-couple longwise set called All Roads Lead to York. Remember, that was the name of modern-day Toronto, though this dance was written for York, England. The dance and named tune were both by Pat Clark, but not recorded. So trying to keep on theme, I've chosen Off She Goes in the North, played by the other big Canadian name, Stan Hamilton, with his Flying Scotsman. Dan Hamilton and his Flying Scotsman played Mrs. Sellers' Favourite by Charles Grant, Fanny Power by Turlough O'Carolan, and Kitty McGee, Traditional. Now to Scotland. The Tay Rail Bridge in Dundee was opened for passenger services on the 1st of June 1878. My great-great-grandparents had their fifth child in 1879 and christened her Amy Tay. On the 28th of December 1879, the central part of the bridge collapsed in a violent storm. The train passed over it, killing 75. Sadly, 2 years later, my ancestors lost their youngest two daughters, Amy Tay and Kate Isabel, in a diphtheria outbreak, and believed that they had partly been punished for being too proud, giving their children middle names. The older four children all survived into old age. Four dances for the Tay, beginning with the Swan and the Tay, written in Perth, Australia, for the 800th celebration of Perth, Scotland. A three-couple Strass Bay with music from Marian Anderson's band. From the other Kangaroo Paw, Marion's band played Mo Rutherford's Compliments to Frank Thompson, then Castle Craig's and Dr. Quarry's Birthday, both by Muriel Johnston. Douglas Henderson from Dundee wrote the 48-bar jig Across the Tay, four couple longwise set with simple movements, lots of following. And it is still Christmas. We'll have Nicol McLaren's track, A Hippopotamus for Christmas. Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by John Rock. Gee, I Wish I Was Back in the Army by Irving Berlin. Christmas in Killarney by Redmond, Kavanagh and Weldon. And The Old Man by Irving Berlin. Many of you have seen the videos by the Tay Dancers, and this reel is called The Real Tay Dancers by Muriel Bowl, devised in 2019 to commemorate the Tay Dancers' 100th video. Ones lead down for three, back up, cross and cast. Half diagonal rights and lefts, while second corner positions chase halfway. Ones go into their right, right hand across. Left shoulder reels of three across at the other end. Two half diagonal reels of four, and finish with six hands round and back. The recommended recording is another older one from Canada, the Maple Leaf Rant. Thank you. Bobby Brown, Alistair Fraser and others played Maple Leaf Rant by Jimmy Bowl, John Donald of Cooley by Adam Rennie, Westwood Reel by Bill Skioch, and Kemney House by Adam Rennie. A final Strathspey in this section is Crossing the Tay by Alan Davis in 2002. The dance was published in the Blackwater Collection, and the CD was recorded by Ian R. Muir and the Kragelicki Band. The dance was dedicated to Bruce Fraser and Ian Muir, and Ian wrote the lead tune, Bruce Fraser. The other three tunes which the Cragellachie band played were Kind Robin, The Hills of Mull by Callum McLean, and Mrs. Joan Russell by Nicol McLaren. This day in 1912, the first municipally owned streetcars took to the streets of San Francisco. Not that easy a theme, but Super Tram? This is a jig by Elizabeth Sargent of Sheffield. Ones down the middle and back into reels of three on the sides. Ones and threes down to double figures of eight around the standing twos. Then ones change places with the twos with the easy hand, all set and all turn right hand. The recommended recording is from the LP for Book 35 by Jim McLeod, which I don't have. So this is the same track, but from the CD version by Neil Copland. Neil Copland's band played Miss Ray of Killingworth's Favourite by Abraham McIntosh, and three Robert McIntosh tunes, Major Alv's Reel, Miss Anne Munro, and Lord Drighorn's Reel. And our eight-time Strauss Bay is San Francisco Surprise by Sue McKinnell, actually written for a couple who married quietly away from home and only announced it several weeks later. Interesting dance, with three couple rights and lefts up and down the dance, sandwiched between two set and link for three. The recommended recording is for the Marquis of Lorne, played by the Carfuffle Cayley Band. Thank you. Carfoffle-Cayley Band played The Marquis of Lorne, The Perthshire Volunteers by Madeleine Stirling, Belladrum House, and The Lees of Luncarty. Remember that 1918 general election when women were first allowed to vote? Well, Constance Markievicz, while detained in Holloway Prison, became the first woman to be elected as an MP in the British Parliament. Our penultimate dance is The Parliamentary Reel by Paul Bond for four couples and all simple movements. As it didn't come with a recommended recording, I thought that it was a good excuse to revisit an excellent one we had recently from Deirdre Adamson. Deirdre Adamson Quartet played Sandy Nixon's Compliments to Dave and Judy Hall, The General Election by Bobby McLeod, Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Houlihan, and Billy Tom's Reel by Jim Johnston. And our last dance this week has to be Hogmanay Jig. Have a good one, and I wish you all a happy and healthy 2026. Andrew Rankin wrote the tune, and here plays Hogmanay Jig, Old Ireland, Festival Time, and his tune, The Weaver and His Wife. playout track is a march from Marion and her band, Mull Holiday by Callum McLean. Join me again next week. Bye!